Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about the epistles, reading scriptures from the epistles, speaking them into our lives, showing the importance of doing so. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse us. Hallelujah. And conform us into the image of Yeshua, Jesus. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. In verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of Yeshua. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in Yeshua. So it's so important to get ready for his soon return. And by allowing the Holy Spirit to point out those scriptures and the epistles that we need to speak into our lives, it's just so very important in that cleansing, the cleansing process. For example, if you're in Romans and you say, Father, show me the scriptures that I need to speak into my life. And then color them off. And before you speak those scriptures, say, Father, I'm speaking these scriptures for me, my wife, the rest of my family, and whoever else. And I'm going to use the term we, us, or our as I speak these scriptures. As you do so, you'll be bringing you and your family into the power of these scriptures. For example, the epistles say, the just shall live by faith. Say, we are just, we live by faith. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's so very important, and you see the change in your life. Because we have to turn our flesh over to the Holy Spirit for him to mortify the deeds of our flesh in Romans 8:13 and verse 29, so he can conform us into the image of Yeshua, Jesus. Go with me to 2nd Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Who comfort us, the Father comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them. Let's go back to verse 3. Blessed be the Father of Yeshua, the Father of mercies, the Father of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of the Father. So as we speak these scriptures into our lives and we allow the Holy Spirit to come against our flesh, there might be a battle, you know, especially if the Holy Spirit points out that, wow, you got pride and jealousy in your life. You may try to argue with him, but allow him to take it away. Hallelujah. Just so important that he'll comfort us in this process. Hallelujah. In chapter 2, verse 14, thanks be unto the Father which always caused us to triumph in Yeshua and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. That means this process, this cleansing process, he'll cause us to triumph. The Holy Spirit will have his way if you let him. Chapter 3, verse 2. We are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. See, he will do a work in our lives that people will be drawn to Yeshua, and they want to be like him too. It's just so important to do so. You can speak that scripture and say, we are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 18 of chapter 3. But we all, with open face, beholding in the glass the glory of Yeshua, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Father. So you can speak that into your life. Say, we are being changed into the same image of Yeshua from glory to glory by the power of the Father. In verse 14 of chapter 4. Knowing that he which raised up Yeshua shall raise us up also by Yeshua, and shall present us with you. So say, hey, he which raised up Yeshua, the Father, is raising me up. He's increasing me. He's increasing me. He's bringing me closer to him. As we decrease in the flesh, we'll increase in our relationship with him. We'll increase in the anointing as we allow the Holy Spirit to decrease our flesh. So we can't change ourselves. This is such an important, and the Holy Spirit has to do it. This is such an important message in these times right now, in this month of September. So many things could happen. It's just such a critical time, and really any time we need to allow the Father to cleanse us and get us ready for the return of His Son. It's just so important. Hallelujah. We want to be ready when the Father comes back for us. Verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of the Father. It's going to take grace. Hallelujah. He's going to point some things out in our life, and we're going to miss it, but eventually we'll be where He wants us to be. Verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. That's what happens during this process. Need to speak that into your life, that our outward man may be perishing, but our inward man is being renewed day by day. Speak these scriptures. It'll get into your spirit. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You may not like what's happening to you in the flesh. The flesh might rebel, like I said, but it's going to work a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. See, how close do you want to be to Yeshua when you get to heaven? Do you want to be way at the far corners of heaven, or do you want to be close to Him on the throne? It's all how you want to be, how close you want to be. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we may not see the change right away, but we will be changing. That sanctification process will continue as long as we allow the Father to do what He wants to do. Chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. See, you may not, again, see the change happen in your life, but allow the Holy Spirit to work. Allow the Holy Spirit to do His work. Just be submissive to Him. Hallelujah. He wants us to get ready for the next assignment so He can use us. And some of you are praying for blessings, praying for blessings, but He wants to make sure our character can withstand the blessings that He sends. Hallelujah. In verse 17 of chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. And all things are of the Father, who has reconciled us to Himself by Yeshua. Let me read this again. Therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he's a new creature. The only way you can become a new creature is in Yeshua, and allow the Father to have His way. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Only by letting Him do so. And all things are of the Father, who has reconciled us to Himself by Yeshua, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that the Father was in Yeshua, manifest in the flesh, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed us the word of reconciliation. How can the Father use us to reconcile people back to Himself if we're not allowing the Father to clean us and get us ready? Hallelujah. He wants people to see Yeshua inside of us. That epistle that I mentioned before. Now then we are ambassadors for Yeshua, as though the Father did beseech you by us. We pray, and Yeshua said that you be reconciled to the Father. For He had made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of the Father in Him. What a tremendous trade. He became sin that we might have His righteousness. What a powerful trade. He did that for us. Hallelujah. It's just so very important that you allow the Holy Spirit to really cleanse you right now. There's so many things happening out there. There's so many false doctrines out there. There's so much on TV about we're like little gods, and we have this dominion theology and kingdom now, that we're going to set up a kingdom before Yeshua comes back. I mean, it's a terrible doctrine, and it's what got Rome in trouble, the humanistic attitude. Be careful of those messages on TV where they're trying to get you to believe that you can change yourself, and you can do this, and you're this, and you're powerful, and you have this dominion. No. We need Him. We need the Father every second of the day. And you can't change yourself. There's no drug addict can get off drugs without Him. There's no alcoholic can get off alcohol without Him. You know that. But don't fall into the subliminal messages that are coming out there trying to get you that you can control your own life. It's a very demonic teaching that we can have this dominion over people and dominion over the earth. No. We need to be totally dependent upon Yeshua. It's just so very important. Hallelujah. And just to be rapture ready, to be ready for Him. He's trying to do a work in us. And there's so many messages about prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. But our soul has to prosper first. There's very few messages, if any, about putting down the flesh and allowing the Holy Spirit to work. But that's the message you need to hear in these last days. You have to. Your biggest enemy is not Satan, it's the flesh. We want to go to Him in prayer right now. Father, I just thank You. Put your hand on the radio and just agree with me in prayer. Father, thank You for the people that are listening out there. Father, I ask You to touch them. I ask You to move on their lives. I send the word of healing and deliverance. Be whole. Physically, spiritually, mentally, and financially. Receive Your miracle in the name of Yeshua. And I believe in it. I want to hear some testimonies. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. But again, it's Apostle Henry Walker. I'm asking you to call in and let us know if you enjoyed this broadcast. We're not asking for money contributions. I just want you to call and just let us know that you're being edified by this broadcast. Want to see that the broadcast is effective to help you. Just let us know. Please call 772-801-3677. Don't put it off. We need to hear. 772-801-3677. Just say, tell us that it is helping you. We're trying to get you ready for these last days, and we're believing the Father's using us, but we want to hear from you. Again, please call, and then don't put it off. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, it's Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages on there. I've also written 3 books, one called Seasons, talks about the feast of Yeshua, and how every feast day, everything that Yeshua did on a major basis, He did on a feast day. Hallelujah. And how so many things in the Bible happen on feast days. I can show you which feast day Yeshua was born, when He died, when He rose, when He ascended, when He was circumcised, when Jericho came down, that feast day. It's such a powerful book. And then my second book is Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on Yeshua's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, that are mentioned in the Bible. The things that the Father did in those months in the Bible, He wants to repeat on those months. But you need to have my website, too, because you go to Biblical Calendar, and you can see when each month begins and ends on His calendar up to the year 2020. So if you know that in advance of a month, you can receive those blessings for that month. And not only that, I also talk about the hours of the day that I mentioned in the Word, that the Father wants to repeat those blessings on those hours of the day. And you need to know that. What hour does He heal the most? He can heal any time, but at certain hours, He wants us to come into His presence and receive those blessings. Hallelujah. And then my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com, tatepublishing.com, and you go click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and then you see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got much more information on, and you can download that and Demystifying the Trinity right there at a reduced price. You can get all these books at a reduced price through me personally for your prayer group, your Bible study on a quantity basis. We just want to help you. And don't forget, our broadcast is not only on 7:15 in the morning, but 7:15 at night. And if you miss any broadcast, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand and see God's timing, see my broadcast and listen to it. We just want to help you. If you want to make a tax-deductible donation at the end of the broadcast, make it a New Life Revival, and at the end of the broadcast, the announcer will give the address. And remember to please call me, 772-801-3677, if you have questions, if I can help you. But also to let us know whether you appreciate this broadcast and you'd like it to stay on the air. Just let us know. No money. We're not asking for a contribution, just your phone call. Remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Wilkins saying, greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles with Apostle Ronald Solly, September the 19th at 7 p.m. It's free admission. This life-changing crusade will be held at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in West Palm Beach, Florida, in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach.